Good vach and welcome to Kitzur Shulchan. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 17th of Cheshvan. Wow. 17th of Cheshvan. Chanukah is coming up in a little more than a month. We're up to Simen Yud Beis. Sif Yud Alf. We continue talking about preparations for Tefillah. We're going to finish preparations for Tefillah now, and we're actually going to start a new topic. Very exciting. So many important preparations for tefillah about knowing where to daven when I'm in shul, how far away from the place where I daven. If you had alf mitzvah, Lord, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. When you go to shul or you go to base medrash. Oil is shar mitzvahs. In fact, if you're going to any mitzvah, that's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, near the full of das is Hashem, let us pursue knowledge of Hashem, which means to run. And it's also written, Derech mitzvah aretz, I will run in the way of your commandments. Therefore, even on Shabbos, when normally you're not allowed to run on Shabbos, it is permitted to run on Shabbos for a mitzvah. But once you're inside shul or inside yeshiva, also it's forbidden to run inside the base medrash or inside the shul. When a person comes to the entrance of the shul, yishem me'ad, this is very important, you should pause for a moment, does not to enter abruptly. One should also feel as if he should draw back a little bit and be afraid of the splendor of the greatness of Hashem. May his name be blessed. And when you walk into shul, you should say this pasuk. We say Mataivu, etc. As for me, you're from the kind of right. Say that pasuk when you walk into shul. It's as if you're asking for permission from Hashem to enter His home. Afterward, after you say this pasuk, should he enter with awe and fear, as if you're mamish, because you're achieving that you'll be able to get an audience with the king. In those communities, where the Jews have their own streets. Like in Munkach, I remember they had the Yiddish Shagas. I don't remember personally, but I know they did Yiddish Shagas and Munkach. Mitzvah is atef b'tzitzit l'aniach tefillin. It's a mitzvah to wrap oneself in a talus and to put on tefillin b'beisa in his house. V'yelech kach l'beisa k'neses. And to go like that to shul. U'mimokim shadarim b'nei umas. But when nowadays that we live, or people that live in amongst the nations, or you're going to have to pass through dirty streets that smell badly or have bad things in it. It's better to wrap yourself in your tzitzit and put on your tefillin. That praise their shul business in the anteroom outside of the shul. Ki hu inyan gadol lobby of the shul, because that's a worthy practice. Lichnas the business to enter a shul meutaf betzitzis umuchter tefillin, wrapped in tzitzis and crowned with tefillin to put it on the lobby. It's not very common that people do this, but a lot of times people learn this halacha and they start being makbid on it. If your base, if machmas is a oinus, if due to some unavoidable circumstance, any yachle base leilech base against the base medrash, a person is not capable to go to shul that day or to yeshiva that day. But afilu l'shar minyan kavu yesh la is a minyan leches, and he can't even go to a regular minyan. Yis amitz lekabitz asar nashim. What he should try to do is gather 10 people. She is valak up on a base of it. It's interesting. Make a shul in your house. The miyav shul, but you can't do that either. This is very important. You should daven at the same time that shul is davening. You shouldn't daven at an arbitrary time. You should daven at the same time the shul is davening. Have in mind a certain shul. Since at that time is a time of favor by Hashem. Likewise, if a person lives in a place where there is no minyan there, you should daven at that time that they're davening in other cities where there are minyanim. Like if a person's in Pomona, Kansas, a person should daven at the same time when there are minyanim, I suppose, in his own time zone. Ah, however, if he has to learn, or at that time he has to be take care of some business, then he's spoiled. But we mentioned that you're not allowed to start those things before davening. Al-Kin, in that case, he may pray earlier. And the time that the congregation prays in the cities will have take if Mishatani Zachama. Since you can't take care of those things before davening, you might miss Montevideo. You can't take care of those things before davening. So since you have to take care of things, you could daven earlier once it is what we call Vasikin, once the sun has risen. So again, it's important to daven with a minion. If a person can't, the person should have in mind the time when the Tibor is davening. Sif Yud Gimel. The person's weak. The kashal of lahamtin melechel. He finds it difficult to wait to eat. Ad lach and gemara tefilas asibur until after the minyan would finish. If I have to wait until after they finish davening in my shul, it will be very, very difficult for me. Mutar lo lahaktin tefilas abesas. If such a person, once again, it would be better for him to daven earlier at home. Kidei lechel miyat, so they can eat immediately after davening. Kidei el seven ches, like we mentioned earlier. The davka beis, however, this is only true at home. The daven earlier, but if he's in shul at that time and he realizes I'm going to be too hungry at the end of daven, I can't wait. Also, you cannot daven in the shul earlier than the minyan. You can't do that. To do so would be insulting to the minyan. Even if he wants to go outside the shul to pray before the congregation prays, also you can't do that. Unless he sees that the tzibur is going to end up davening so late that they missed tefillah b'tzibur, so then he spell hubafans, but he could daven on his own. Not to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Like an example, not to put anyone down, but if you daven a chassidish minyan, it's a lot of times, and even litvish minyan in certain places where they're not so careful that the minyan itself should be davening before Zman Kriyashma. Over here, somebody at Zman Tefillah, let's say it happened. I once went with the Mishpacha, and they went to a certain bungalow colony. It was a Hasidic bungalow colony. Zman Tefillah was before the minyan even started. So that was a very late minyan. So I said that we can't do that. We have to make our own minyan. And I davened a good portion of the minyan before the Tzibur. V'chein imhu chayla. Likewise, if he is sick, or he has some other unavoidable circumstance, mutar lahakdim tefillah, so he's allowed to daven earlier. Even in shul, he has no choice. Otherwise, but it would be better if he wouldn't do this in shul, better to do it at home, because it's insulting for the shul to daven when the tzibur is not davening. So again, just to summarize, if a person is not able to daven with a tzibur and he has to eat earlier, so better to daven at home and eat right after he finishes davening. But if he already got to shul and realized it's going to be too late, so then it would be better for him to only daven with the tzibur. If he can't, so then he is allowed to do it in shul, but really he should go back home. Sif Yud Dalet. That if a tzibur congregation prayed in synagogue, and another minyan is coming after them, the second group should not stand in the same place the chazan the first group stood, because it would be insulting to the first group. Why is it insulting the first group? It makes it sound like, oh, we got to do this again. The first group didn't do it well enough. Unless the first minyan already left. Like a shtiebel. The first minion leaves, the second minion comes in, okay, so then it's not insulting. Likewise, if the first group had taken out a sefer Torah, the karubah, and they leaned from it, the second group can't take out a sefer Torah. Liquor is basic necessity to lean in that same shul, because once again, it would be very, very insulting to the first group. Again, unless that's a standard thing, the minion is leaving. However, many communities in Makpidim Be'ilu Dvarim, they are not careful about these things. We follow whatever that community would normally do. If they're careful, they're careful. They're not careful. And I don't know anybody that is careful about that. Fifth test vote. Kaifim Bnei Ha'ir says that the residents of a city can force each other. Live in a basic nest, a basic medrash, to build a shul or a base medrash. The liknais farm luminem, and they could force each other to buy this farm that are necessary to learn in that yeshiva or in that shul in that base medrash. With Magam Shain Minyan Talmud, in a place where there's no steady minyan, meaning there are 10 men in the town, but they do not come to shul regularly for minyanim, they can actually fine each other. So you have value Tamil minyan to make sure everyone comes to shul. Shulay is batla Tamil, so the steady congregational tefillahs should not stop. Even those who spend the day learning Torah, if you made them come to shul, they wouldn't be able to learn consistently. They still have to be forced to come daven in the shul. Because there's a time for learning and there's a time for davening, and when it's a time for davening, you cannot ruin it for everyone else in the shul. That was the end of Siman Yud Beis. Mazel Tov, and we go straight into Siman Yud Gimel, where we're learning the halachas of basic nes and basic medrash, which really we touched on a lot in Siman Yud Beis. If Aleph, Kedushas basic nes and basic medrash, the holiness, the Kedusha, the sanctity of a synagogue and a study hall, We're going to use those terms, basically, as a measure a lot. Gedele Moed, it's very great. Umuzharim Aleim, and we're cautioned regarding them. Li Reime Misha, who Sheikhin Bahem Yisbarach Shomai, to conduct ourselves in them with reverence, the proper respect to the Eberster who lives in these places. Kedechsir, as the Pasuk says, Umikdashi Tirau, that you have to fear my mikdash, my holy places. Ubezak Nasa, Ubezak Medrash, Nikram Gam Kimikdash, and and a base. Yet I have been for them a small mikdash. What does it mean that Hashem is to us a small mikdash? As we expound over there, that's referring to a basic knesset and a basic medrash. Therefore, also it's not just a nice thing. It's not just recommended. It is also it's forbidden to engage in regular schmoozing in shul or in base medrash. You can't make calculations inside of them. The Elishal mitzvah, unless it's calculation related to a mitzvah, you go in kupishal tzedakah kadeima, like you're raising money for tzedakah or some other fund. V'noyahagin b'hem kaven, and they must be treated with respect. L'chabdam l'rabtzam, to be swept, and to make sure that the floor. In the olden days, the floor of a Beis Knesset was made out of earth. So one of the ways that you treat them right is that you'd flatten it, and you'd even use some water to flatten out the floor. And that would make it nice. Umadlikim behem neir slakovet, and we light candles. We have lights on in the shul to make sure that it's nice there. Ein lanashik behem banav katan, to show honor to the base of medrash. You shouldn't kiss your little children in shul. She'ena roy laharis shem ava acheres, because it's not appropriate to show any other love, zulas avas Hashem yisbarach shemay, except for the love of Hashem in a shul. And interesting, he says ein lanashik behem banav katanim. You shouldn't kiss your little children. Sounds like if it was your brother, you're an adult, an older person, maybe that'd be different. I haven't heard that it's different. Certainly, we know that of great, great people, they were not makbid on this. They were only makbid b'shas ha'tfilah. He makes it sound like it doesn't make a difference whether it's b'shas ha'tfilah or not. It sounds like it's a halacha in the basic nesses. Hatzlocho bracha.